anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
You are listening to Anything and Everything with Dorit podcast. This episode is brought to you by McNeese Construction. Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to read from Adam and Eve, which was written by Moses in Genesis chapters 2 and 3. We're going to start with chapter 2, verse 8. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of the land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx were also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to be his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? The man said, The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all of the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. To the woman he said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. To Adam he said, Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and Eve, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished Adam from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After God drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Let's reflect on this story. Do your parents have rules that you must obey? They do, right? And what happens when you break a rule? That's right, you have consequences. Do your parents still love you even though they punish you? Of course they do. Do your parents have rules they have to follow? Let's think of a rule they must follow. When they're driving, one of the rules of the road is that you can't speed. What would be the consequences for your parents if they broke that rule? They could get a ticket or in an accident. Could those consequences affect you as well? Why, yes, they can, and others around us as well. Because you see, if your parents speed and they get a ticket, then that's money out of their paycheck that has to go to paying a fine for something they shouldn't have done. And that's less money in their pocket to take care of you. That's less money to pay the rent or buy groceries or buy you shoes. And if they were to get in an accident, someone else, unrelated, could be hurt very badly. And that means not only would your family have consequences, such as the car would be wrecked, it would cost a lot of money, there might be a hospital bill, but now another family has been caused pain and suffering. And they didn't even speed, right? They weren't the one doing wrong. But now they have to suffer the consequences as well. So yes, you and others around you would have to suffer consequences for something as simple as speeding. So that's why it's important to always follow the rules. It's important to not allow anyone else to talk us into making a bad choice. It's important to remember that just as God loves us and gives us rules, we must follow them, or we will have consequences. Our parents love us, and when we disobey their rules, we will have consequences also. Rules are put in place to protect us from harm. And if Eve would have followed God's one rule, life as we know it today would be very different. So let's think about that. So the serpent came to Eve, and convinced her why it was okay to break this one rule. Has that ever happened to you that someone told you, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it, or it's okay, we won't tell on you, but it was still doing wrong, it was still breaking a rule. And sooner or later, you would pay the consequences. So always remember, you have a choice to either obey a rule or not obey a rule. But you need to be willing to accept the consequences when you make a bad choice. And understand that others may be negatively affected by your decision. Life is so much easier when you just follow the rules and make good decisions. So we need to thank God for giving us the Bible to teach us about His rules so that we can be safe. We can pray that everyone would know God and how much He loves them so that they can learn to make better choices also. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank You for allowing me to learn more about You today. I am thankful that You set the rules for me to follow so that I can make better choices. I am thankful that You love me so much that You forgive me when I repent. Please open my heart so that I can be a forgiving person also. I pray that everyone has the opportunity to know You and how much You love them. Heavenly Father, I pray that everyone can learn to make better choices and be as forgiving as You are, Heavenly Father. Thank You, God, for never giving up on us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I would like to end with a treat for you. This is a song about Adam and Eve by Jamie Soles, and I hope you enjoy it just as much as I did.
Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, were made in the image of God.
Now Adam, he was the first one around. God made him from the dust of the ground. He gave him a job and He gave him his life. But he didn't yet have a wife. Now it wasn't good for Adam to be all alone in the garden, you see. So God put Adam in a real deep sleep. He didn't even need to count sheep. God took a rib from Adam's side, formed it real nice, and He made him a bride. When Adam awoke, he was real pleased.
Woo!
That's how the Lord made Eve.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, we're made in the image of, made in the image of, made in the image of God.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite, Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.